8:05 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Galvin.
Yes.
Thank you to Billy G and Budweiser. They delivered the Bud Light Orange.
Oh.
I have not tried it yet. It's in my office.
Is it chilling?
It is not. That's why I haven't tried it.
We got the nice new machine out there that makes the little tiny ice cubes.
We got the Budweiser refrigerator in my office.
Budweiser refrigerator in your office.
It's really, I put that on Spanish. Like, you get beer, you should chill it right away.
Yeah.
Especially since we're talking about trying it on the air.
Yeah, I'm not a beer guy, so.
Yeah, not for you. It's not for you. Not for you.
I relinquish my beer chilling responsibilities.
Well, to who? Get you a new fridge.
But really, for starters, though, who told you you could dress like the way you're dressing today?
Me?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You look like you're ready to go. Go stand over there so I can get a full shot. Just over so I can get a full shot of you. That doesn't look professional. It doesn't look. You look like you're in third grade boys' school. Excuse me. Don't. Before I have to hit you, because I already gear you. I see you gearing up to go do one of those faces. Right? You know what I mean? Now, am I right or wrong? He's not in proper uniform.
Not his normal attire.
No.
This
like,
is.
What? Go ahead, say it.
I was just going to say, I've worn this shirt many times, and you've actually complimented me on this shirt before.
Yeah, because it's similar to you remind me of my son going to school.
Your son and I do fit into the same clothes.
We found out the hard way.
Is that a shirt that Mike bought you for your birthday?
No, I don't buy Garanimals for adults.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
in your face.
Yeah.
I bought that?
You did, yes.
When?
You bought him and that other guy a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, that wasn't for birthday. It was just random.
Okay, random. Yeah. Well, that's what it was.
Okay, so.
You did buy it.
So one day I'm at the store and I just see a bunch of shirts and I buy them for you out of the goodness of my heart.
Much appreciated.
Then you mock me and wear them here in the studio.
And
like,
you won't chill his beer?
You won't chill my beer. And then you wear it to mock me like I'm like you're some like some sort of summer camp. This is a real job.
No, I don't feel like I'm at summer camp. I showed up for work and I'm ready to go. I apologize.
Now I feel like you're saying I showed up for work.
We all
showed up for work. You can't put that in your column. We all did it.
What did you want him to wear today?
Like a dress shirt. Like a dress shirt and slacks. And if there's a guest, he has to wear a tie.
Khakis on? Khakis are very professional.
So baby, this is your casual Friday today.
What is it?
Casual Wednesday.
David Harb is coming in today. That is a guest.
I'll even let you slide on that
one.
I'll even let him slide on that one. That isn't a guest of that we have to impress.
Right.
He's seen us at our worst.
Okay.
And I do have shirts and ties already picked out, ready to go for tomorrow and Friday, because we have Jamie Kennedy and Frank Caliendo.
Yeah. So today you're like, because I have to wear a tie for 2 days, I'm just going to dress like a dirtbag the other days?
Dirtbag is such a strong...
like, you could go to church wearing that.
Yeah, right.
You want to look like a dirtbag at church. I'm just saying, Carmen looks a lot nicer than you do today.
Carmen is wearing yoga pants and a sweater.
She's supposed to wear. And she's wearing a Lightning shirt to support a team that's about to enter the first round of the playoffs. What are you doing
Let's go, Lightning. Sports.
Oh, man.
Playoffs. Too much whiskey.
Too much whiskey.
I didn't even drink that last night.
And I dressed up for Why Not Wednesday to be supportive of like the whole like.
Because they did send an email out.
Yeah.
I'm doing this for Cox.
So basically, you did not want...
What's that?
Basically, you did not want to support the Tampa Bay Lightning, this show, or Cox.
I love Cox, Tampa Bay Lightning, and this show.
Okay.
Yeah, all those things I love.
What do you love more, me or Cox?
Oh, you. Definitely you. I love you way more than Cox.
Do you have a bigger love for Cox?
I have big love for Cox, but way bigger love for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Just checking, Spanish.
My love
Sometimes
for you.
I feel like I need to put you in line, because... First a plaid shirt today, next a tank top.
No, never. Ew, gross.
I don't know if I would describe that look as dirt bag.
But, according to this, not for executive producer where it is.
Did you bring Lightning stuff? Do you have Lightning stuff? Are you changing?
I have a Lightning tattoo.
We got 20 minutes before we have to go for the picture.
I have a Lightning tattoo. I'm going to go shirtless with my tattoo out.
That's hot.
There you go, right there. Yeah, right.
True or false, I have a Lightning jersey with me. For the picture.
I'm going to go false.
I'm going to say double false.
I'm also going to say false.
True.
Oh.
Where is it?
It's in my car.
Yeah. What is it?
It's my Stamkos jersey.
You're going to
go really?
Yeah.
Are you going to be in the picture?
I don't know. I was seeing what was happening.
Oh, see, I figured if you would, like, If you would have brought it, like, you would have brought it with you inside.
You want to see what everybody else was doing.
Yeah. You're not
Galvin likes to gauge everybody else first before he does
it.
You're not going to get it.
Because we may be on the air at 8:30. I don't know what's going
on. We will be on the air at 8:30.
So then we miss it. And then it's no big deal.
No, I would want you to go represent the show in your Stamkos.
Carmen's got the lightning shirt on.
And Carmen. You and Carmen go together.
Nice.
Okay.
I can't stick my tattoo out.
Me and Mike are going to hang out.
Come on, guy.
What?
Put your tattoo out.
Yeah.
Put my tattoo out.
Like, that's why you got the tattoo.
To show it off. You don't have a lightning shirt or something in there?
I probably have my lightning sweatshirt in the car,
Sun's out, guys out.
I don't want to be in a group.
No, but
picture.
That way, then we all are, and Spanish isn't.
Oh.
It has to stay here.
What a dick.
I see how that's working. I guess.
Because you dress like a dirtbag. According to some people.
Time to check in with Galvin, who is a team player, by the way.
That's right.
He's got a brand new open letter. It's Wednesday. Here we go.
And now, an open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to people that do aggressive greetings. Dear people that do aggressive greetings, seriously, you win. You broke my hand. You officially like me more than I like you. Is that some sort of alpha male thing that you're trying to do? Why do some people feel the need to power shake and squeeze your hand? Listen, if we shook hands, I could easily make your hand hurt. You know why? Because normal people don't do that, so normal people aren't expecting that. But I'm not going to do that. Why? Because I'm not some sort of robot that was used to pop semi-tires by squeezing them, and now I'm a handshaking robot, but the nerds at the lab forgot to recalibrate me. The over-aggressive handshaker is bad, but the old backslapper is a real piece of work. We've all had to deal with this jerk-off before. The guy that is not happy unless he greets you by slapping your back so hard that it sounds like a ruler hitting a desk in a dead silent study hall. If you've ever wondered if we're friends, just ask yourself, have I ever slapped Galvin on the back? If the answer to that question is yes, then you and I are absolutely not friends. I would go so far as to say, on that day, you became my mortal enemy. Poking someone, knocking their hat off, pushing them, hugging and lifting another man, multiple handshakes, doing the we're not worthy bow, it's all a bit too much. But there is nobody, and I mean nobody worse, than Headlock Guy. Oh, who are you? And in what world is that a good idea? Hey, you know how we're friends? Yeah. Well, when you see me in public, can you do something that'll both inflict pain on my neck, but also mess up my hair and make me look weak? How about a headlock? Perfect. I'm going to tell you right now, if someone puts you in a headlock and you shoot them, and then you have to go on trial for murder, and I'm on the jury, guess who's walking out scot-free? And if I have it my way, Mr. Headlock is going to be sentenced to death. I'm Galvin from the Mike Kelta Show, and this has been an open letter to people that do aggressive greetings.
I believe that, Galvin, for the first time, we all agree with all of that.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. I don't like guy who tussles your hair. I don't like guy who puts you in a headlock. I don't like any of that.
Nope.
The Mike Kelta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.